This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said that the partnership between India and Japan contributes to enhancing strategic stability in the Indo-Pacific. Addressing the 8th India-Japan Indo-Pacific Forum in New Delhi, Dr. Jayashankar added that India-Japan partnership must focus on leveraging strengths, bolstering supply chains, and investing in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, critical minerals, clean energy, and space. The External Affairs Minister mentioned that as two major democracies and maritime nations, India and Japan have a larger responsibility towards the Indo-Pacific, and the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative has the potential to advance contributions. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi over his vote theft allegation against the BJP and the Election Commission. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju accused Mr. Gandhi of blaming Election Commission and the EVMs when the results do not come in favor of Congress. He said Congress must complain to the Election Commission about any discrepancy in the voters' list. The BJP leader also accused Mr. Gandhi of raising non-serious issues. Earlier, the leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi launched a fresh attack on the BJP and the Election Commission, alleging large-scale electoral malpractices in the Haryana Assembly elections. In Bihar, polling will be held tomorrow for the first phase of assembly elections in 121 constituencies spread across 18 districts. Elaborate security arrangements have been made to ensure a free, fair and peaceful polling. The assembly segments of 18 districts, including Patna, Vaishali, Nalanda, Bhojpur, Munger, Saran, Sivan, Gopalganj, Muzaffarpur, will go to polls tomorrow. To monitor the polling process, webcasting will be done from all 45,341 polling stations. Along with the state police, central armed paramilitary forces have been deployed at all polling stations. To promote women empowerment, 926 all-women managed booths have been set up, along with 107 Divyang personnel managed booths. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and conclude at 6 p.m. However, due to security considerations, polling time has been curtailed to 5 p.m. in Simri, Bakhtiarpur, Mahishi, Tarapur, Munger, Jamalpur and in 56 polling booths of Suryagarh Assembly segment. Six pilgrims lost their lives after being hit by the Kalka Howrah mail train while crossing the railway track at Chunar railway station in Mirzapur, Uttar Pradesh this morning. District Magistrate Pavan Kumar Gangwar informed that the Gomo Prayagraj Barwadi passenger train carrying pilgrims for Kartik Purnima Holy Bath arrived at platform number 4 around 9:15 a.m. from Sonbhadra. Instead of alighting on platform number 4, they stepped down on the opposite side and attempted to cross the tracks to reach platform number 3 when they were hit by the passing Kalka mail train. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and Union Minister and local MP Anupriya Patel expressed condolences over the incident and directed district officials to reach the spot immediately, expedite relief work and ensure proper treatment for the injured. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to all fellow citizens on the occasion of Guru Nanak Jayanti. In a social media post, President Murmu said, "This occasion inspires all to adopt the ideals and values of Guru Nanak Dev. The holy city of Varanasi is all set to celebrate Dev Deepavali, also known as the Festival of Lights today." A report.
Dev Deepavali symbolizes the triumph of light over darkness. Lakhs of diyas will illuminate the riverfront. Dev Deepavali means the Diwali of the gods. It is celebrated on Kartik Purnima on full moon night, 15 days after Diwali. According to belief of devotees, it marks the day when the gods descend to earth to bathe in the sacred river Ganga. On this night, Varanasi truly becomes Kashi, the city of light.
And that is the end of this news bulletin.